Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lois Geller is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Lois is a longtime Brain Trust member, now 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust, which makes me very happy to think about that. She's the author of a number of books on marketing and finding customers, and then when you find them, loving them up, including Response, which is the Bible on direct marketing, and then her other, one of her other outstanding books, Customers for Keeps. She's forgotten more than most of us will ever know about marketing. She's getting to that point now with social media, and she's here to talk to us about something very important. Lois Geller, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always, Lois. Thank you, by the way. This is basically, right, this is your 9th anniversary of as a member of our Brain Trust, and I think that's paper. Is it the 9th anniversary paper, or is it cardboard? I've forgotten.
I don't know. I'm expecting it to come in the mail.
It'll be there today. Lois, you know, there was a time in the past decade when you could sort of open your door and get out of the way, and customers would come in and do business with you, and it didn't take a lot to be successful. I'm thinking like 05, 6, 7, or maybe 6, 7, 8, something like that, part of 08.
Mm-hmm.
But we've come through some tough times, and there's a lot of competition out there. And so if you're going to be successful in business these days, you not only have to tell people you're here, that you're there, but you got to differentiate yourself, don't you?
Yes, you do. You have to have a great, outstanding brand that somebody's going to remember. And often you have to be first in on doing something. As I was just reading something in Fortune this morning about how Kindle has taken over that ebook marketplace, and even though there are plenty of ebooks now coming out and everything, Kindle kind of owns that space. I'd like to see more small businesses do those kinds of innovative things that differentiate themselves immediately and get their businesses out there. But we don't see a lot of
it. What would that look like for a small business?
Well, for a small business, we recently got called by a dry cleaner group. An investment group had bought several dry cleaners, a lot of them actually, and they wanted to make theirs stand out. And the challenge that we had with doing that was that they don't have budgets.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not willing to take a chance and look really different. There's a company
Can I rephrase that? They haven't made marketing a financial commitment in their budgeting process.
Oh, that's so
It's not like they can't budget. It's not like they you know, it's just the fact that they haven't made it a commitment. If they don't have budgets, if small business owners don't have budgets for marketing, it's because they've decided that that's not something they should spend money on. And that's a fatal decision, isn't it?
I think it really is, because I talked to this company about the fact that a lot of small businesses have come out of the fray and jumped to the top. There's a company called this company that was making waste disposal products, and they were very small and they were struggling against all the big guys, and they came up with an imaginative kind of a name, and they had some fun with waste disposal products called New Pig, which is partners in grime, and they had a pig as their spokesperson, and they put out a catalog with their products, and they had the pig, and they had a pigalog, and they had funny hats with snouts on them, and they just took over that entire category of mm-hmm. industrial waste disposal and became huge in a very short period of time. Now they're on Twitter, and a small company really became huge in a short amount of time.
Because they did something, they had fun with their brand.
Exactly.
They distributed that fund. They didn't just distribute their brand, they distributed the fund. I told you, I don't know if I've told you about this, my audience knows that we know of a guy that he and his father founded a company that fixes walls, concrete walls, like basement walls, retainer walls, that are leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And their mascot is Mr. Happy Crack. And it's true, and their motto is a dry crack is a happy crack. And they went national with that.
That's amazing. I just love to hear those stories. Somebody called me this week and told me that there's and I looked it up. I think it's called Redneck Bank, and they've become very big on the internet. This tiny little bank, and they decided to call themselves the Redneck Bank or something, and they've got all this redneck looking stuff. Doesn't have anything. Doesn't even look like a bank when you get to
right.
the website. And you know they're going to own that. And yet why don't many small business owners try to do something that's like that? Is it fright, or is it conservatism, or is it...
Right. And you don't have to be out there like the Happy Crack thing. You just it could be swaving to boner, but you know, and still be, you know, distinctive, couldn't it?
Yes, it really could. And it doesn't take as big a step as the one we're saying, but it does take some kind of a step to do something that's unique and makes me stand out and have a unique selling proposition
right.
even.
Well, the good thing is being creative and being doing the things that we're talking about, innovative, that doesn't cost any money.
No. You know, somebody wrote to me last night on Twitter and said, how in heaven's name did you get so many followers? I said, well, just a few at a time every day.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that's not possible. You must have bought them or you got one of those automatic things.
Right.
I said, no, no, no.
Just blocking and tackling every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is when mm-hmm. you do this sort of thing, in the 21st century, Lois, just being witty and creative and getting people to, you know, like your name and your brand, that's not enough. You got to have the critical mass. Once they come, the key in marketing is not just to get them to come to you once, but you also got to get them to come back the second time. And we're going to talk about what happens when they, after they've been there once, do they still want to come back, with Lois Geller after these messages. Lois, give us your website quickly, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us. I was
a dandy. Yeah, my kind. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.